Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the importance of wearing the armor of God and using prayer and the Word of God to resist and stand firm against evil forces in the spiritual battle. Today's Bible verses are from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 12 to 14. For our struggle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities, with the powers, with the world rulers of this present darkness, with the evil spirits in the heavens. Therefore, put on the armor of God, that you may be able to resist on the evil day, and having done everything, to hold your ground. So stand fast with your loins girded in truth, clothed with righteousness as a breastplate. That's Ephesians chapter 6, verses 12 to 14.
In life, we're constantly engaged in a battle. Every day presents its own set of challenges, and we can't afford to be passive observers in this war. No, we are active participants, enlisted on the side of righteousness, and it's our duty to take up our positions and fight. The enemy won't back down easily. Satan, the master of deception, will use all his tactics to try and defeat us. But fear not, because we have a secret weapon, the armor of God. Now, you might be envisioning some physical armor that we put on, like a medieval knight preparing for battle. But the armor of God is something different. It's not tangible, it's spiritual. This armor equips us for the battle we face in our daily lives. Let's break it down and see what each piece represents. First, we have the belt of truth. This belt keeps us grounded in God's word, helping us discern between lies and the truth. It enables us to resist the enemy's deception and stand firm in our convictions. When we know the truth, we won't easily be swayed by false teachings or manipulated by the enemy's tricks. Next, we have the breastplate of righteousness. This breastplate covers and protects our hearts, guarding us against the enemy's attacks on our character and integrity. The enemy will try to bring us down, but with the breastplate of righteousness, we can stand strong in our identity as sons and daughters of God. Then we have the shoes of the gospel of peace. These shoes enable us to share the good news of Jesus Christ and bring hope to a broken world. As we walk in the peace that comes from knowing Christ, we can bring that peace to others. We become agents of reconciliation, spreading love and compassion wherever we go. Now let's talk about the shield of faith. This shield is our defense against the enemy's fiery arrows of doubt, fear, and temptation. It blocks the attacks and extinguishes the flames. With faith, we can overcome any obstacle that comes our way. We can trust in God's promises and rely on Him to see us through the darkest times. Moving on, we have the helmet of salvation. This helmet protects our minds, keeping us focused on the truth of who we are in Christ and the hope we have in Him. It guards against the enemy's attempts to fill our minds with lies and discouragement. With the helmet of salvation, we can confidently face any challenge, knowing that our ultimate victory is secured by the blood of Jesus. Last but not least, we have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. This is our offensive weapon. The Word of God is living, powerful, and active. It pierces through the enemy's defenses and brings victory to our lives. We need to familiarize ourselves with the scriptures, meditate on them, and apply them to our lives. The Word of God is a lamp unto our feet, guiding us through the darkest times. But it's not enough to just put on the armor of God. We need to use it effectively. We must constantly immerse ourselves in the Word, allowing it to transform us from the inside out. We need to meditate on it day and night, allowing it to shape our thoughts and actions. It's through the Word that we gain wisdom, guidance, and discernment. So let's be intentional about reading, studying, and applying God's Word in our lives. In this battle, we must also be alert and watchful, ready to pray at all times. Prayer is our communication line with God. It's through prayer that we receive strength, power, and divine intervention. As we stay connected to God through prayer, we are strengthened, empowered, and equipped to face whatever comes our way. And let's not forget that we don't fight in our own strength. No, we fight in the power of the Holy Spirit. It's His power that enables us to resist the enemy and stand firm in our faith. We are not alone in this battle. God, in His faithfulness, fights alongside us. He ensures that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. So my friends, let's not shrink back in the face of adversity. Let's put on the armor of God, stand firm in our faith, and fight the good fight. We have everything we need to overcome the enemy and walk in victory. So let's march forward in confidence, knowing that God is with us every step of the way.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, as we embark on each day's journey, we recognize the spiritual battle that surrounds us. We thank you for equipping us with the armor of God, which strengthens us for the challenges ahead. We put on the belt of truth, grounding ourselves in your word and discerning between lies and truth. May it guide our steps and keep us steadfast in our convictions. Cover our hearts with the breastplate of righteousness, protecting us from attacks on our character and integrity. Let us stand strong in our identity as your beloved children. Lead us forward in the shoes of the gospel of peace, enabling us to share your love and bring hope to those in need. May we be agents of reconciliation, spreading your light wherever we go. Shield us with the shield of faith, blocking the enemy's attacks of doubt, fear, and temptation. Help us trust in your promises and rely on your strength in every trial. Guard our minds with the helmet of salvation, keeping us focused on the truth of who we are in Christ. Let us face challenges with confidence, knowing that our ultimate victory is secured by the blood of Jesus. Empower us with the sword of the Spirit, your word, to pierce through darkness and bring victory to our lives. Help us to meditate on your word day and night, gaining wisdom and discernment. Lord, keep us alert and watchful, ready to pray at all times. Strengthen us through prayer, connecting us to your divine intervention and guiding us through each battle. Remind us that we do not fight alone, but in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for fighting alongside us and ensuring our victory through Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Goodbye. May blessings overflow in your life as you continue to share and spread God's love wherever you go.